You guys got enough?
We're home. We made it back.
Pilot 68.
The pilot number 68. Not only are we back home in Long Beach, but we are back podcasting.
Yes.
So that's good. That's good. This is the football show. Football is around the corner. I mean, if you count preseason, then it's already here.
No shame. This is good. We got to do this football thing, man.
Yeah. 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 No shame. The no shame football show.
Yes.
I'm excited. We got a lot of things to talk about. Let's just jump right into the mix. What'd you think about our trip?
Oh, man, we survived even after 7 hours of driving to hell, a.k.a. Bullhead City.
Yeah, yeah. And there's double L's in Bullhead City, yeah. Just like hell.
Yeah.
And we went. The plan was to go to Laughlin because they have a sports book, and we were going to have our fantasy football draft party there. Our good friend Jason Small at Fantastic IT, who handles all the IT stuff for our podcast, he has a spot out there, and he let us have it. I don't know who in the right mind would do that, but
I guess he doesn't know us very well.
He doesn't know, but now he does. Now there's we've left our stench in that home. 8 smelly dudes went over there. We did our fantasy football draft, and then we went to see what the town of Laughlin was all about.
It was fun, man. It was a really, really good time to hang out with all the guys, to actually like just get away for a bit, you know? It was freaking great.
You know, the coolest thing was that our high school reunion was that day. For our 20-year high school reunion was that day.
Damn, I can't believe you said that out loud, man.
Right? But we were all together. We just weren't together at high school.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool way, right? It's kind of cool. We had our best friends there. Our best friends are in the league. And what's your fantasy football team name? Tell everyone what your team name is.
Everybody thinks I misspelled bullet.
I did.
So my fantasy team name is Bullet to the Head, and it's spelled like the whiskey bullet.
E-I-T.
E-I-T, yes. So it's Bullet to the Head because, you know, you take your shot, or you can just either say Bullet to the Head, but you're losing, you take your shot of bullet. It's bullet to the head. You're taking it to the head.
Or you're winning. You take the shot anyway.
You take the shot anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty creative. I like that. Yeah, I like
thanks.
That.
I get a lot of shit for misspelling it. I didn't misspell it.
That's what I thought.
It's deeper than you guys, man. Come
that's
on.
Deep. Well, we're not very deep people, so.
So I like bullet, by the way. So cool. It's really good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. No plug. I'm sorry. They don't pay us.
Right. There you
they
go.
Should.
My yours? Team, yeah, mine is called Black Lagoon Creatures. Now, I don't know why I'm fascinated with old monsters, old back in the day, like Frankenstein and Dracula. Like, dude, I dig that stuff. And I really like the creature from the Black Lagoon. But if you know, like, if you notice any team, they're called like the Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, Denver Broncos. So it's the city or where they're from and the mascot.
Yeah.
And since Creature is from the Black Lagoon, I went with Black Lagoon Creatures. So there's some confusion in that too. Like, yeah. Why don't you just call it Creature from the Black Lagoon or Creatures from the Black Lagoon? And I'm like, because that's saying, like, who's your favorite team? Broncos of Denver. Chargers of San Diego.
Yeah.
So that's why I flipped it backwards. But, you know, it's caught on. I freaking love it. I don't know. I like it.
It's
I like it.
Cool,
and
yeah.
It makes me watch Creature from the Black Lagoon movies more now that I just kind of have that team name.
I was a little upset that I just saw this week. I was like, damn it, it's not Walter's birthday, but maybe I'll just pick it up anyway. There's a like one of those hillbilly guitars, like made out of a cigarette box.
Okay.
And it has the Creature of the Black Lagoon logo on the head, on the bottom of the guitar.
No way.
It's really, really cool, dude.
What do you mean? It was like a picture or was it a toy?
No, it's an actual guitar. It's an actual guitar. It's like a 3-string, one of those hillbilly
Deliverance. You can play freaking Deliverance on it.
but it has the logo on there. It's like, oh, that would be perfect right there.
That would be
I think we should get that, and then we should buy it as the show, and then we can take it back and forth like a trophy. Because I don't have the rubber chicken anymore.
Oh, who has a rubber chicken?
I do, but I don't have nobody to play against with.
Oh, because it was Kidney left.
Yeah.
Kidney, that's a whole different issue. Anyway,
thanks to Jason. Thanks to Jason Small for lending us the pad. Hopefully you don't regret it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was pretty funny. He's like, dude, don't worry about the... He's like, don't worry about the cleaning lady. My wife's and her girlfriends, they'll be there in a couple weeks. They'll figure... I'm like, no! We are paying... Especially if the boss's boss is showing up.
Oh, yeah.
please, we are paying for the cleaning lady.
Yeah, they're gonna... It was fun, though, man. It was pretty cool. It was hot as hell. What was it, 114?
Yeah, it was out there.
Like 110?
Yeah. You know what's really funny about our trip is that I won't say this dude's name, but we accidentally bumped into this dude who actually went to our high school, but he's a year younger. But he's like the coolest dude on the planet. He was awkwardly silent. He kind of said, hey, hi, what's up? And then he was just quiet. And I noticed that he went with a lady friend to Laughlin.
Yeah, that's probably why
he I was thinking, like, when he was so quiet, I was like, what the hell's wrong with this dude? I was like, oh, all right. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
I know this dude's a single dude, but, you know, I was just like, this dude's awkwardly quiet. Like, no conversation, just kind of, what's up? And then that was pretty much it. But we did bump into Sergio. I'll say his name.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast from the past. That was crazy. Really cool. That's from the block.
Yep.
We've talked about the block in podcasts before. But, the football show. We wanted to start with a little fantasy football. Please go to our Facebook page. Share your fantasy football team names. Give an explanation. It's always cool to hear how people get their fantasy football team
names. Or even just the league name. We never mentioned our league name.
Oh, yeah.
Das Boot.
The battle for Das Boot. Yeah. Yep. And we can go on. We can have a podcast on the league itself. We might have to do that closer to when the season starts. So it was a great time, man. I had a blast.
Thanks again, man. It was awesome. Yeah,
for sure.
Thanks to Jason.
Thank you. Cheers. Jason. Now, speaking of cheering, I know we did the traditional opening of the can, but what we're drinking also is from Left Coast Brewing in San Clemente. This particular beer is called Asylum. It's a Belgian triple ale, and I love triple ale. It's good stuff.
You like triple anything.
Yeah, well, that's true. Good point. But pick that up. That's tasty. Oh, yeah. The football show, Fonz. The football show. So we're not going to give you breakdowns of teams, who we think is going to win, who are going to be the MVP, or even the players are going to be the best in fantasy. You know what? That's already out there. That's already out there. And
there's like a million podcasts regarding that.
There are already a million podcasts. So what we want to do with our football show is just kind of share stories about the NFL, about football players that maybe the general public doesn't know.
I'm trying to stump Walter over here too, because Walter knows all kinds of football stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna try to stump this guy.
Mission. We'll see. I don't know too much, but I do happen to love football, and I watch a lot of it and read about it. And it's all up in me. So that's the game plan for this podcast. If you're a dude, these are great stories to tell at bars. If you're a female, it's a great way to stump your boyfriend or your husband.
Or find a boyfriend.
Yeah. This is good find a boyfriend material.
Yeah, you just need to know a little bit of things, and it's just like, oh, did you know she knows that shit?
Yeah.
Or, you know?
And then when he's like, you never watch the games, you can always just be like, I don't need to.
I listen to Walter and Fonz.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Oh, actually, before we even start, man, we got our press passes.
We did. Good point. Let's talk about that.
We got our press passes, man.
We are moving up in the world. You want to go ahead and talk about that?
If you guys listen to our show, we interviewed 60 East, rapper, really, really good. He does his things a lot different, and I just like the guy a lot. But he has a show coming out with a bunch of different musicians.
The Happiness of Pursuit Music Festival, September 16th out in Ontario.
It's at the Firewater Cantina in Ontario.
Yep. He put it together. He wanted, he always dreamed of putting something like this together, and he definitely did it. He's on the bill. Succeed is on the bill. And that dude itself, just if you guys haven't heard that podcast, go ahead and push play on that one, because he's an awesome dude, a very clever, skillful rapper, and he's putting this thing together with other. He said, since it's my thing, I get to pick whoever I want for this festival. And it's because, you know, and it's because it's a labor of love. I'm picking the artists that I am a fan of. And that's kind of how we do our podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about the Happiness of Pursuit Music Festival. But yeah, Fonz, we got our press passes for that. So we're good to go.
Yeah. So go check it out. You'll see us there.
You'll see us there. Come on, say hi. Yeah. We'll take some pictures and we'll be doing our thing. Who knows? We might be doing a podcast from there.
That'd be cool.
Dun, dun, dun. We got to ask questions. We probably should take a journalism e-class or something like that since we got press passes.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah. So for sure, we'll talk about that. We cannot leave without talking about that. Some of the artists that I'm liking already by checking them out. But back to football.
Back to football.
What was your motive for research? Yeah.
There you go.
Come on now. What do you got for me?
All right, dude. So I'm trying to stump you. I really, really tried. So
with stories that I don't know.
So stories or situations or events that you probably don't know.
Bring it.
So I can say we are all fans of Conan the Barbarian.
Yes.
So like this goes out to JC. He's probably like one of the biggest fans of Conan the Barbarian or Arnold and
I think us, maybe. Us, is that safe to say?
Yeah, us, right?
Jay.
So do you know who Ben Davidson is?
Ben Davidson was an offensive lineman for the Oakland Raiders.
He was a defensive end for the Green Bay Packers, Washington Redskins, and the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I knew he was a lineman. Yep.
So he's 6'8", 275.
Oh my god.
11-year career. But the thing I wanted to stomp you on is that did you know that he actually tried out for the role as Conan or Razor from Conan the Barbarian until Arnold Schwarzenegger took it away from him?
No way. So he was going to be Conan?
Yes.
6'8". That's pretty towering. Yeah. Damn, I didn't even know he made... I'm pretty good with like athletes who have made it over to like Hollywood. I mean, I have not a crazy knowledge, but I have a good base. I didn't know that. So yeah. Ben Davidson, did he even come out in the movie? So he just like nothing from lead role to nothing.
Yes. So he could have been Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Did he play with the Raiders when he was in Oakland or when he was in L.A.?
In Oakland.
Okay.
He played, it was like, so it would have been the 70s or something.
I got you. I feel like a lot of dudes who make it to, like, L.A., like, whether it was the Rams or Oakland, like, it was very easy because you're already in the city to, like, cross over. I feel like a lot of dudes might have done that. That's what I was wondering. So damn, that's pretty good.
So, Oakland Raider could have been Conan the Barbarian.
So when you think, like, if you're a Hollywood guy, do you want a big ugly or do you want a Mr. Universe? Yeah, that's probably easy.
Who's
going
right to bring in the money?
Yeah. Damn exactly. Right on. All right, cool. What else?
So the Governator.
Governator, yeah.
Conan the Barbarian. So so John Matuszek?
John Matuszek played in Goonies.
Yes.
He's the ugly guy.
Yes, he's the sloth.
Yep. And I think Matuszek did only Oakland. I don't think he was ever an L.A. Raider. Or he might have been. He probably retired as an L.A. Raider.
Yeah, so he's a two-time Super Bowl champion.
For sure, L.A. Raider, yeah.
So he was in Goonies, which I have to put out there because it's Evelyn's favorite movie.
Yeah. So what's the name of the character of the monster?
Sloth.
Sloth, that's Sloth.
So it's for... Hey, you guys!
Yeah, the nation.
Yeah, so it's like a raider is in the Goonies. It's like so fucking awesome,
right? So Raider lost Conan, and
he's actually wears a Raider shirt in the movie. So he wears a Superman. Everybody knows him for the Superman shirt, but he actually does wear a Raider shirt,
like an undershirt.
No. You see it. It's like a gray shirt, and it's a Raiders on there.
Oh yeah. I've heard about that, dude.
So he wears a Raider shirt, which is awesome. He was in Perfect Strangers. Dukes of Hazzard, the A Team, Miami Vice.
So he was like a legit Hollywood actor for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. He was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 280 pounds, 6'8".
Hall of Fame. He's Hall of Famer, right? Yep. Yeah. The twos.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy because he actually played in two teams at the same. He was contracted with one team, the Houston Oilers, NFL, and then he played for the World League with the Houston Texans. So he actually was on the field playing for the Houston Texans when the NFL's lawyers showed up on the field and like were pulling him, you can't play. So he played like seven plays, and then the NFL came up is like, hey dude, you got to sit out.
So there was like, no, he's that like, saying, what? Get your money, man. He's like, I'm just trying to get my money, dude.
Yeah, so they gave him like a restraining order for him not to play while on the game. And everybody was like, what the hell? Why aren't you playing? So he had the paper and he was telling everybody, I can't play. So he was showing it up on the
field. Mid-game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mid-game. So I'm like, oh, that'd be cool like to find the video of that. You know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. And he was in the A-team. He played, he was on.
That's right. He was in the original A-team.
He was, he had a role on there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so Dukes of Hazzard, I love that. So OG, all the, like, Dukes all these Hazzards, all these shows. But I have to, like the reason, this initially for me, it was just like, oh, I was thinking about it. And who was like the first person in my head, like as a kid, like, oh, I was like, he played in the NFL, but I saw him on like the big screen or right. I saw him. It was Bubba Smith.
Bubba Smith. Hightower?
Yeah.
You mean in police? Where'd you see him in? Let me ask you that.
In Police Academy. Okay, all right. Moses Hightower.
Yeah.
With the porno mustache and everything.
Yeah.
So he was like the first guy that I realized that, oh shit, he played in the NFL and he's like a movie star. You can call him a movie star.
Oh
shit.
Yeah. If you come out and married with children, then you're a movie star.
Yes. He Wonder Woman, Charlie's Angels, he was an Oakland Raider.
He was?
Yeah, from 67 to 71.
Nice.
So defensive end, our positions right there.
That's right. That's what me and so me and Fonz played in the same high school football team, and we were bookends. We were the left and right defensive ends. So we love defensive ends.
He missed the 72 season because at the time, I guess the NFL were using the yard markers, but they were into the ground, so he ran into the pole. And he like hurt his ankle or something, he missed it. So it's like, oh fuck!
So they weren't instructed to like drop him.
Yeah, no, I guess they actually went into the ground or something.
And they left him alone.
And then he just ran into it. Yeah.
You know, do you have the year he was drafted?
Yeah, he's sure the first round pick, 1967.
So that draft, 1967, they say is one. If you're a Michigan State fan, from a peeps with a glove, like if you're from Michigan, it like looks like a glove on a map. That draft had like something crazy, like five NFL players from Michigan. This is from Michigan. They won the national title the year before, and they had like five dudes on the team, top 10 picks.
Oh yeah,
like crazy, like that had never happened before.
He played in that game that the game of the century against Notre Dame against Michigan State.
Was that the year before?
Yeah, it was like a 10-10 tie or something like that. Yeah. Crazy.
And so that Michigan State has that record, like the most guys drafted from one team in the first 10 picks.
Wow.
And he was one of them. He was number one.
Says a defensive end coming out number one. That's pretty crazy, dude.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And then you see him freaking in Police Academy.
Police Academy,
with
dude.
With the stash.
Oh, yama, 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 yama.
So that was like, for me, that was like number one. It's like, oh, I got to talk about Bubba. But and little Bubba. So
now
Bubba.
Let me ask you this: did you know that he played football when you first saw him on Police Academy?
No.
Okay.
No. This I think someone told me afterwards.
Got it.
I was like,
makes sense.
Yeah. So I was like playing popcorn. I was like, oh damn, he played football. You know.
That's right.
Because it was one of my favorite movies. I would watch that movie all the time. VHS. Kids look it up.
All the time. Police Academy one through. I stopped watching at the Miami one, whatever that one is, five or something like that. Yeah.
So before we leave Bubba. Bubba Smith. I was just while I was doing my research, I thought it was pretty cool that there's actually a band called Moses Hightower, which was Bubba's name in Police Academy.
Stop it right now.
Yes,
dude.
They're from Reykjavik, Iceland. They're actually pretty cool.
You saw them play?
No. I heard their stuff while I was doing my research for this.
Oh, we're going to find them. Oh. We will get them on. You know, our last show, we had a signal sent out to Sweden, and we talked to we crossed the pond.
Yeah, so we can get some Iceland.
We're going to find Hightower and the...
Moses Hightower.
Moses Hightower.
Yeah,
from Iceland. It's a guy or it's a band?
It's a band.
Yes.
It's a band.
How long has that band been there? How old are they?
Probably a couple of years. Like, yeah? Yeah, a handful of years.
So it took that long for Police Academy to get to Iceland. We're going to find you, Moses Hightower. We're going to find you.
Yeah, we're going to give you a call.
Yeah, we're going to give you a call. The football show and the Happiness of Pursuit Festival Press Passes show.
Can't leave this actor / NFL Hall of Famers, all these like amazing athletes that go to Hollywood and make it big, without mentioning the man, the myth, the legend.
Considering that we are from Long Beach right now,
right?
Yeah. So, dude, come on, tell the people.
Carl Weathers,
Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
That's it. If you're a man, you know Apollo Creed.
Yeah, and if you're a Superman, you know Chubbs.
Happy Gilmore.
Chubbs, you got it.
Legendary.
And what was his name? Dylan? Dylan in Predator? I think his name was Dylan.
He's in Predator.
Yes.
Hey, his pipes were jacked, dude. His pipes on that movie, I think like you needed to like be jacked.
Think about Predator, right? So
the body?
The body Ventura. Yeah, he went in government.
And I think he did a little mini stint in the pros. I think he was with the Vikings.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like he never started, but he did a little stint.
And didn't he wrestle too?
I don't know.
He's the body Ventura. Yeah, he wrestled.
Oh, you like for real wrestling. Yeah. I mean, like for fake
WWF.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
He's a wrestler. That's the body Ventura.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like real, like.
Oh, no. College wrestling. No.
I mean, fake. The real is WWF.
So he was in Predator. He was in Happy Gilmore. He was Little Nicky, which is, it's okay. But
Little Nicky. Adam Sandler?
Yeah. And he played for the Raiders.
I mean, but even though, like, the whole Rocky series and Happy Gilmore, I mean, you have to imagine all those movies that he came out in are pretty much all should be in your top 25 movies of all time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They have to be.
They have to be. Like, Long Beach City, born in New Orleans. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Carl Weathers, we cannot talk about, like, football actors after the pads type stuff mentioning him.
If you are an athlete and you want to be a actor, you have to do two things. Play for the Oakland Raiders, LA Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, Hollywood Raiders, and know that it's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
And he went to San Diego State.
That's right. He was an Aztec. Yeah, Carl Weathers.
So I'm surprised you don't have a tattoo of his ass on your arm or something.
I need to. Of his ass on my arm or of him in my ass? Like, which one? Yeah, I got to think about this one. Oh, which one would Robin Leese be pissed off about? Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
So we got to talk about that. All right, Fonz. The famous Oakland Raiders of the 70s corners and safeties, they were called the Soul Patrol.
Oh, I love it. What a great name.
Willie Brown, he was a corner. The two safeties was George Atkinson and Jack Tatum. We just finished watching Jack Tatum's video. But the other corner, dude, the other corner, like, although those dudes, the three dudes, like Willie Brown, George Atkinson, and Jack Tatum, they're like just straight hitters, dude, like just straight. Boom. Skip Thomas was the last corner. Skip Thomas was the last corner. And he, just a weird dude, man. He's a weird fucking dude.
I love weird
He's dudes. A USC Trojan.
Yes.
He went to junior college and then played at USC. And the Raiders drafted him. And his nickname is called Dr. Death.
It's Dr. Death.
Dr. Death. So you have to remember. And if you Wikipedia, even Wikipedia doesn't know this. I'm giving you guys the skinny. Wikipedia does not know this.
You're going Walterpedia on
this. I'm going freaking Waltpedia, Walterpedia on this. They know him as Dr. Death because one of the guys on the team saw him hit a guy, like that knocked him out. And he's like, we can call him Dr. Death. That's not even the truth. That's not the true story.
No.
That's not the truth. Skip Thomas was a weird dude, and he always rode on a motorcycle. Dude. He always rode on a motorcycle.
I like it.
So after every game in Oakland, he would ride his motorcycle to the Santa Rosa. If the exact hospital is incorrect, that's fine, because I'm just flying out the seat of my pants from what I know. But he legit would ride his motorcycle to a hospital, which I think is Santa Rosa. Not ride it like to the parking lot. He would ride it in the hospital, walk his motorcycle to a room that was designated for him, and he would have doctors and the cafeteria just serve him, like, after the games. So, like, Sunday, the game was on Sunday, everyone go party, he'd go party, then drive his bike to the hospital, and then and they would IV him the first day, they'd give him food, and he would recover, and the nurses, and who knows what would happen with the nurses, because this was the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And he would check out on Wednesday.
He would check out, like...
Check out. Like a hotel. He would check out,
like,
on Wednesday.
Sign himself out?
He would sign himself out. And then he'd go... Because Wednesday was, like, when it was, like, legit, like, no more film room. It was, like, practice. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, and then the game. And then after the game, he would take his motorcycle inside the hospital, dude.
I want to see that room.
And he was, like, insurance. Like, you know, insurance. And they're, like... Freak, there's no insurance. Like, he would just pay cash or whatever, like, needed to be billed. It was like he would treat the hospital like a hotel. So whatever was billed after insurance, he'd just pay for it. And there'd be like, nothing's wrong with you. He's like, I know, but I need to recover for the next
game.
You guys are freaking doctors. Figure it out.
Yeah.
So they would give him like IV. He would eat like whatever the cafeteria food. They would give him, the nurses would come out. They'd talk to him. He would straight up, like, sometimes they would wait, like, in his room, there'd be like champagne or beer and stuff like that.
That is hilarious, dude. So
everyone on the team was freaked out. They'd be like, this fool legit goes to the hospital after every game. That's why they call him Dr. Death.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That is hilarious.
So what I wanted to ask you was, if you couldn't pick like your home or a family's home and not a hotel, where would you spend your 3 days after?
Am I in LA?
Yeah. Like, if you're like for the LA Chargers right now, you're a starter, you're a linebacker, or you're a corner like he is.
Yeah. So where would you go? After the game.
Is that the best place to go? Like, would you go to a hospital or where would you go? No. After the game, after the beers, after like the party, and then you spend the next 3 days to recover.
Well, the first thing that I would do is actually go to, I'd probably ride my motorcycle. Yes. Maybe not go inside the place, but I would totally ride my motorcycle into the pantry. Yes, because I had a good workout. I played a good game.
Yeah.
And they're always open. The original pantry on a...
Olympic and Fig, I think.
Yeah. So I would go get me a bacon and cheese omelet right there. Ooh, yeah. With some sourdough bread. That would be my
game changer, right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my recovery right there.
So that'll take you to like midnight or 1 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Where would you go after?
Oh, shit. I would probably hit up the, since I'm recovered, I'm like, I got you.
I got Jumbo's Clown Room.
I got a good little thing in my belly, so you know what? You're not gonna wake up with a hangover because you have something in your stomach, right?
Yeah.
So I probably go like the to a bar. I'll probably go to the
But you're not recovering anymore. Who cares? You're like, I'm a starter.
I'm a starter. I mean, I'm not going to get super wasted. I'll just go to bar. I'll go probably right next door to the pantry.
Yeah.
Maloney's? No, not Maloney.
Reardon.
Reardon's place. Yeah, Richard Reardon. Reardon's. Yeah, it's called Reardon's. I'll just go next door.
Nice.
Get me a Guinness and a shot of Jameson. Hang out for a while. Maybe sign some autographs, I guess. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking about right now, too, asking you? I think I would, or would you think about, would you consider this? Would you get on the surf liner? I think I would get on the surf liner.
Oh, wow.
Pay for it. And then like at every stop, like that's where I would eat or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think I would just sleep in the surf liner.
Oh, that'd be cool. Just get like the biggest room that they have on the surf liner and just hang out.
Surf liner is a train. The train that goes north and south.
Yeah.
I think surf liner goes to San Diego, but it also goes like
Portland, Santa Barbara. Yeah.
So I think that's what I would do.
That'd be fun, dude.
But
that'd
the hospital is not a bad gig, dude.
Yeah.
Those reclinable beds, and they got like champagne waiting for you.
It's like, I'm recovering. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Everyone
I need champagne.
Would get weirded out. There's like everyone, because he was a single dude. Like, I don't know if he like ever got married or whatever, but he would like just ride his bike to the hospital.
But the fact that like you have like family members that have like sick patients, and this guy's riding his motorcycle into the room. Can you picture that? He's riding his motorcycle into the room. I'm going to be here for 3 days.
And he's like, which line? The yellow or the blue? Remember back in the day in the hospital?
Yeah, follow the red line. Follow the blue line.
That goes to Dr. Death, Skip Thomas's room.
He has his own line. It's a black line. It looks like a motorcycle tire.
I like his attitude on like, fucking bill me. Bill me for the champagne. Bill me. Put it on my insurance. Whatever it doesn't cover, I'll pay for it cash.
Oh, man.
Which leads me to the next story, dude. So Randy Moss, he played for the Minnesota Vikings, right? Who was also a Raider.
And he played for Michigan State?
No, he played for Marshall.
Oh, Marshall. I remember the striped green socks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Marshall.
Yeah, and he won a title with the Patriots. Mm. But anyway, so you ever heard the term straight cash, homie?
Yeah.
You ever heard that term? Yeah. People just say straight cash or just straight cash.
Yep.
So there was a play where he scored a touchdown and he like did a fake, like pulled his pants down in Green Bay because Minnesota and Green Bay are rivals, and he kind of like fake mooned them. So the NFL fined him like 10 grand or something like that. And so a reporter caught him outside of practice, walking to his car. And then he was like, hey, are you pissed about the fine? And he's like, nah, I'm mad. And he's like, why not? He's like, whatever. I got that kind of money. He's like, I got that kind of money. He's like, well, did you pay him already? And he's like, did you write the check already? And he's like, I don't write checks. And then the reporter was like, well, how do you intend to pay the NFL? And that's when the infamous line, he's like, straight cash, homie. And the reporter was like, what? He's like, and I forgot what he said. But then Randy Moss later added, He's like, I'm thinking for 10 grand next time, I'm actually going to do it. Like, next time I'm going to take my shit off and shake my ass. But that saying came out of that straight cash. So like on any rap song or anything.
They say straight cash, homie?
Yeah, straight cash, homie. That's from that interview when Randy Moss was like going in his car and the reporter caught him. And Minnesota's not a big town, right? Or it's not a big city. So the media used to have that kind of access, like where they wouldn't even park in the same parking lot. Since that happened, well, now they have a new stadium, but in the old stadium, since that happened, media was no longer, they had to park on the other side of the state. Like he messed it up. Like they had to park on the other side of the stadium.
They made a new rule.
Like media cannot, like players have their own parking lot and everything. But that saying forever lives on in like every rap song, everything, dude. Like that reference, straight cash, homie.
But yeah,
that belongs to Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is a shit, dude.
He's awesome.
And so my question to you, Fonz, was if money wasn't shit to you and you can pay straight cash on anything, what kind of NFL game dance or antic would you like to do? Like you're in the pros.
So if I would score like a touchdown, I think I would like, I'd get like a, if I could like have like a Tommy Burger.
Okay.
Tommy Burger, just like the double cheeseburger with the extra
chili,
extra pickles, and it's like take off my helmet and take a bite out of it.
Where would you get it? Like someone would run and give it to you?
Yeah, yeah. Or like I'll have like someone in the stands just grab it and I'll just like, you know, the camera's on you. You just scored a touchdown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Have a dude be like, here, I'm running to you.
After yeah, yeah. Score. Yeah. It's like, oh, you scored. All right. Take a bite of it and then just toss the rest of it. And just toss it into the crowd. And then just take one bite and just toss it into the crowd and just like have my hands up in the air and shit and just roll up. And I think that would be fucking hilarious. And it would be pretty good too. Because you don't want to get full because Tommy Burgers will fill you up.
Just take a bite.
Just take one bite and just Tommy toss Burger, it. Yeah. The Tommy Burger with the extra chili.
That would be pretty gangster. It would be funny. Or pun it. Why don't you pun it? Oh, pun it.
That'd be pretty cool. Why don't you take the bite? And just toss it and kick it. That'd be great.
Yeah, pun it at Tommy's.
Or just slam that shit on the ground. Bam. It'd
be amazing, dude.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, 10 grand. Fonz, how would you plan on paying that?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. That's awesome, dude. Please, someone, I hope an NFL player hears this with a lot of money. Please do that.
I'll buy you the Tommy Burger.
The Walter and Fonz Show podcast will sponsor the Tommy Burger for you to punt.
Punt it.
That tops me, dude. I thought about
it. What did you think about?
Nothing, dude. I feel like, dude, you got me beat. I feel like if I were to score a touchdown, I would like yank the guitar. I would have like a band there. I would yank the guitar and just play like Master of Puppets. Like dun 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 dun. And then do like a little, just like break the guitar on the field. Just like smash it. Boom.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And do a little step, like just heel it, right? But you got to do the little like slip because it's always like it's always weird to slip. Like not, you don't slip and fall, just the little leg slips. And it's like awkward. I envision I would do that.
That'd be sick.
But you got me beat on punting a freaking Tommy Burger.
Punting Tommy Burger.
That's awesome. All right, man. My last one, dude. Earl Campbell, dude, was a running back for the Houston Oilers. That dude was a beast. But one of my favorite, all you have to do is put Earl Campbell versus Jack Tatum, who was a Raider. You just YouTube Earl Campbell versus Jack Tatum. It is one of the most vicious blows from two people, like hitting each other. Bo Jackson and Brian Bosworth, they get the recognition of going heads up. This is better, and it was before. I mean, these dudes were beasts. And Earl Campbell is the Bo Jackson of his time. Jack Tatum was a safety, but he was the hardest hitting safety of that Soul Patrol with the Raiders. They like collided, dude. So he said after that hit, he got up and he...
Who was this?
Earl Campbell. He tells Jack Tatum, I gave you the best I got right there. Jack Tatum got off the floor and he goes, I did too, man.
Oh, no way.
So they freaking they ran off the server. Yeah. Earl Campbell scores a touchdown because it was right at the goal line. But Earl Campbell hasn't beat by like 100 pounds. Dude. Like six. No, it's not going to get that crazy, but like 60 pounds. Jack Tatum's a safety.
Yeah.
He told him that. He's like, dude, I gave you the best I got. And then Jack Tatum goes, so I did too, man. I gave you the best I got. So he got on the fields. To Earl Campbell, to this day, he was like, dude, my head was ringing the whole entire game. He's like, but I finished the game because I wanted to dictate how much playing time my backup's gonna get. He's not gonna earn it. I get to say. So he's like, I didn't say shit. I didn't say anything. He said they were giving him smelling sauce the whole entire game because he'd come in and out after that game. And he finished the game. He had like another 15 carries after that.
No way.
Yeah, but he's like, to this day, he's like, that's the hardest I've ever felt in my life. He's like, I kept coming out in and out, and they keep giving me smelling sauce. I don't know Jack Tatum's side of the story. I don't think he's ever publicly talked about it, and he passed away. But Earl Campbell was like, that was it right there. He's like, that's football. Wow. He's like, I know what's going on with, you know, protecting the players and everything, but then that's not playing football anymore. He's like, that's how you play football.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, everybody's got to, like, you got to, like, put a link on there to see that
hit. Play. Wasn't it so vicious,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, it was crazy,
it's
dude.
It's vicious. And so knowing that a dude's coming in and out and still playing the hardest, the highest elite level of pretty much a beast sport, dude, like a man sport. Like, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
We don't have gladiators anymore. We have NFL players. Yeah.
Well said, dude. Yeah. With that being said, Fonz, I want to ask you a couple of things. 8-year career. Think of getting awesome pay for 8 years. Let's say you make, I don't know, whatever, $10 million a year. $80 million. Make $80 million. Would it be worth it for you to break a bone that will heal, like just a broken bone, like you break your femur?
I'm gonna miss like a couple, like a season or
whatever you miss. I mean, but you still finish your 8-year career. Yeah, and you get $80 million.
Oh yeah, totally.
You were automatic. Down to break a femur.
Oh yeah,
you're
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, $80 million is a lot of money.
Automatic. You could break my femur right now, bro.
All
right, you got $80 million. You could break both of them.
What about knee surgery the old school way? So now they can kind of drill 4 holes around your knee and they can do it that way. But before, they used to literally slice you right down the middle, open that knee up, and then they would do work on it.
Is there anesthesia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think recovery time. Yeah, that's okay.
$80 million.
$80 million. That's yeah.
All right.
Automatic. I do stupider shit for less. Okay.
What about back surgery? Like open your back up.
Oh, that's scary.
You heal, but you're in a lot of rehab. Oh,
that's scary. Yeah, the back. And don't mess with my back.
And even like at some point, you're always like, but it's never really the same.
Right. For $80 million?
$80 million, 8-year career.
$80 million. I yeah. Yeah. Automatic, yeah.
CTE.
I think I already have that. Yeah. Well, you won't really know until you're dead. So I think $80 million will cover the stuff in between your life and death. You know, so $80 million.
Okay,
pretty good.
Lose a finger.
Automatic. I have 10, bro. I have 10 fingers.
Lose a hand.
Ooh.
$80 million though.
Left or right?
Whichever you want. You get a hook.
Oh, I get a hook.
Gil likes that kind of shit. And noodles.
$80 million. I think I could still do that.
All right.
Yeah.
You've passed the test.
Yes.
What would be your threshold? Where would you draw the line?
Oh, like a whole limb, like a leg or an arm. It would start making me think about it.
Yeah. 80, yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, automatically, my penis.
I was thinking about that. I was like, the inability to reproduce, I guess.
No, not even reproduce. I'm not about reproducing. I'm about practicing.
Reliving the good moments.
The practicing of reproducing.
So if you lost the ability to nut.
Yeah. That's not worth $80 million, bro. Nope.
So then the NFL's got it wrong. They don't need to study CTE. They need to study the amount of orgasms NFL players get after football.
Yes. That's automatic.
It all comes down to that, right?
It fixes everything. It fixes everything. Having a bad day, bust a nut.
I got you. Yeah.
It's not worth $80 million.
Got you. So I like your answer. Your answer is the relive.
Yes.
The inability to relive. I think mine would be with that, but I was thinking more reproduce. But I'll put that hit up. I'll put that hit up. We saw it right now. Vicious, huh?
Yeah, that hit was amazing, dude. Yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Dude.
And that guy hits hard, man. The running back, he's a hitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a big hitter. Earl Campbell, the pride of freaking Austin, Texas, dude.
He is a hitter. Him get hit that hard, it was pretty cool. It was amazing. Yeah. Right back at you, brother.
The football show. This is the Walter and Fonz show, pilot number 68.
68.
The football show. I hope we've entertained you with some wacky stories. I can't forget, again, the Pursuit of Happiness Festival. That is in September 16th.
September 16th, Ontario. In Ontario. California.
You know, Fonz, I got to check out. I want to check out every podcast. I want to highlight one of these artists. And one that really stuck out to me was named Val the Wonder. Val the Wonder is a serious rapper, very quick, awesome. I like that a lot of her media that I see is kind of stuff where we grew up from. It's kind of cool.
You gotta say she, yeah, because a lot of people are gonna just assume it's a dude.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, so, I did. Assumed it was a dude, and she got mad skills.
She does.
There's a rapper that my wife really likes called Creation, She's from Oakland, the Bay. Yeah. She's freaking G, dude. But she's reminds me of her. She's got some slightly different beats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I really like Velda Wonder. She is dope. She's from Baldwin Park, dude. The 60 freeway, I guess. 60 East from where I live.
Yeah.
And, dude, she got like 20K listeners. I'm like, I love, that's the part of what I love about this podcast is you come across like these new acts and I don't know, maybe she's not new, but new for me.
Yeah.
And Velda Wonder is dope, dude. It's like, go see her. Well, go see 60 and go see her. They're dope. And every podcast leading up to this festival, we'll highlight some artists, from the show. But, Fonz, anything to declare?
Yeah, dude, right now I'm going to go like play her music. Cause I'm actually really digging her.
Yeah. She's cool, huh?
Yeah. Thanks to 60 East. Thanks to, Jason.
For my fantastic IT.
Fantastic IT. Thanks very much for everything. And, thanks for listening, guys. I'm having a great time doing this. So I love this.
Yeah, the podcast number 68. All right, on that note, we out.
This is the queen when she talks to a public. Listen up if you're trying to see what's up with a different kind of humble. They stumble upon all of the syllables too quick for these epic spiritual visuals in my invisible, literal kind of world. Disgusting, but sonata of a lust for atomic words. Anything I'm preaching about, you could test me on my verb. Keep it moving, my words function as main elements. I got to spread the message quick before the epidemic. I'm just addressing the elephants in the room. You try to ignore me, but I'm exploring every single pore from here to Singapore. I'll wrap it out for you so you could really see it more. Truthfully, I'm greedy, I'd rather sing it poor. Now it's nothing that nobody should not know of, but this is serious. Killer bees, queen of the delirious. Throw up, consumption of too much art. That's where I plug in, no extension. I beat it with no attention. A pension for my deliverance or my concept. I'm speaking from a needy to keep from overbleeding. The teeth in which I oversee, then I'm fleeting from my inner being. Be it something evil whenever you fuck it with my people. No sequel for these men who think they could pick up any pen and start to write. All bullshit, all lies, I pull it out lies. Death. I'm the worst, cause outcry's the best. Put this one up on my women, I'll just outline the chest.